It's easy to fall into a trap here of thinking that science and engineering, which are based on an objectivist epistemology, are best taught through a behaviorist approach, and that the humanities are not suitable for this approach. However, as always, it depends. A behaviorist approach may be valuable for novice learners of science to establish basic facts, theories, and experimental methodology. However, thinking scientifically requires more than memorization. It requires questioning, critical thinking, and creative thinking to generate hypotheses and suitable experiments. Carl Wieman has developed a blueprint for seeking such improvements to science teaching. Similarly, the humanities can be taught in a behaviorist way. Britain's Prime Minister, Margaret Thatcher, a trained chemist, argued that children should learn the important facts of British history, such as dates, successful battles, and important people, requiring a behaviorist approach to the teaching of history. A better approach is to be clear on the learning objectives, and in particular the skills that one is trying to develop. Behaviorism works well for memorization, less well for critical thinking, although behaviorism may be a necessary basis on which to build critical thinking.